and the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. Thanks for hanging with us a few extra minutes, Kim Stevens.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
So how's the world of Kim?
Well, we're moving right along, getting better every day.
Yep. Okay. This guy brought up at the city council meeting Monday, or I should say Board of Works, I'm sorry. We might have a little thing where we have Santa Claus being taken through town in the back of a fire truck.
Yes, actually on December the 12th, we're planning to have Santa visit Clinton County. And so he will be going around the different neighborhoods. We'll have a schedule and a map and everything for folks as soon as we can get together with John Kirby and Scott Shoemaker. They will be helping us put that map together, and we'll get it out to the public and be able to have Santa come and see folks.
Any ideas to what time that might start?
We're looking at starting probably 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's our plan, and then probably until 3 or so in the afternoon, depending on how long it takes us.
And you hope for a little bit warmer, non-wet day.
That would be great.
Kevin, I think that's Kevin's department over there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying. I mean, you know.
Can you put that special request in for us?
Yeah. We'll do what we can.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, so. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So are we... go ahead.
Go ahead.
Is there anything else that's on the Christmas horizon that we need to know about as of yet?
Absolutely. Actually, starting yesterday was our downtown Christmas open houses for our businesses, and that'll go through Saturday. So what the businesses have decided is to extend that. Normally, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday open house, but they've decided to extend it for a couple days just to make sure that folks who may not feel comfortable coming in over the weekend can get in when there's less traffic in their stores. And so... I would encourage the community to get out and check out those specials that are going on in each one of the businesses and, you know, have a lot of fun this week.
Now, are they staying open extra hours or not?
I don't believe that they're staying open too much past their normal hours. Now, towards the weekend, each one of them have set different hours. So you can go on Facebook and look up the business, and it'll show you what their hours are. I think most of them have posted their hours on their Facebook pages.
I'm sure you're very pleased about this, but how big a deal in your mind is the fact that you're going to be able to have Santa Claus at least in town for at least a day during Christmas?
Well, we're really excited about that. You know, as you can imagine, it's a high-risk profession. You know, just in Frankfurt alone, we had over 1,700 kids that sat on his lap. So, you know, he's got some very important work to do on December 24th, so we want to make sure that he's healthy to be able to do that. And so this is the best way that we could come up with that he can still visit Clinton County. And then we also will be having some Zoom visits with Santa, so we'll be putting that schedule out as well. That'll come out on the weekend of Thanksgiving during our Small Business Saturday. We'll have some flyers out that'll have dates on it, and folks can schedule to meet with Santa live online and you know, share their Christmas list. We're also going to be taking letters for Santa, and so a lot of those letters will be read on Facebook Live and online. So. And then one other thing that I'm really excited about that's going to be starting on November 16th, the registration will open. We are partnering with Casper Media to do a residential and business decorating competition. And we're encouraging the community to, if you're going to be decorating anyway and you want to participate and possibly win some money, we will be giving away the top 3 prizes for residential. We'll be The first place is $200, second place is $100, and third place is $50. So if you're going to be decorating and you want folks to take a look at what you've got, we will have a registration where you can go online, and folks will be able to vote online as well. So that information is forthcoming. We do have information on our Facebook page now that talks about the contest. It's going to start. Voting will start December the 5th. And we just encourage folks that if you would like to participate in this, this gives you a little bit of time right now while it's fairly nice outside. And who would have thought in November we would have 75 degrees weather? But, I mean, I totally took advantage of that, what I could. So, but, you know, this is a great time to get out and start decorating for Christmas. And, you know, we would love to light up our community. For those who are coming to see the Christmas lights at the CPA Park, this is also an opportunity for them to see what we've done in the community as well.
You know, for something that we didn't think was going to happen, we got several things going on around the holidays. We weren't too sure that was actually going to happen, were we?
Well, you know, we knew Springport Main Street, we have been planning this since probably May, because we kind of expected that even if we were able to have Santa here, that things would have to be different. So we've been planning for a long time. Unfortunately, it's hard to put everything together when you really aren't sure what things are going to look like in the world today. So, but you know, we have several things that will be coming out as we get closer. We also have a scavenger hunt that we're going to be doing, and that information will be coming out here pretty soon as well. That will actually start on Small Business Saturday, and several of the businesses have agreed to put up at least a $25 prize. So as you find the ornament, you take that ornament into the business, and the business then that's where you will redeem your prize. So we've asked the businesses to make sure that they're at least a $25 value. So we're excited about that, and more information will come closer we get to Small Business Saturday.
Okay. Are we missing anything that you want to get out there or not?
Nothing that I can think of. Just, you know, get businesses and residential folks, go ahead and get your businesses and homes decorated. Start taking some great pictures and get ready to upload those on December the 4th.
Okay. Kim, thanks much as always. Stay safe.
Yep.